Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everyone to the early line right here on Sports Grid as we are live in Los Angeles for Super Bowl 56. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside here on the FanDuel Sportsbook set at the LA Convention Center. Day number two, DRS.
Feels good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Got the lay of the land now, yeah. Refreshed and ready. Now, look, the energy was high yesterday, and people out there said, hey, look, man, DRS was maybe carrying this a little bit too much. I'm going to let this guy right here shine a little bit more today, guys, so we're ready.
Well, here's the thing. You say you're going to do that, and then people start tuning off,
true.
Though, right?
That's,
record
that's
low numbers. So the
less
more right
this guy,
side,
more
that's
this guy
exactly,
right here.
That's the winning formula,
sure
is so often
sure
what we've heard. Obviously, again, throughout this week, we are following everything that is going to be taking place within Super Bowl 56. And the one interesting thing for me right now, Donnie, when we talk about the lines, right?
Yeah.
The Rams, still a four-point favorite. The total, still 48.5. But also, Donnie, these props seem to be set right now. Every single quarterback number that we discussed yesterday is still in that same position. A lot of the receiving numbers still in that same position there. I wonder if those numbers are also going to stick, or maybe we get to Thursday, Friday, and those also start to move more.
No, you know, it's a good point you bring in, because when you're talking about the Super Bowl, and it's heavy public betting at this point. So if you're going to say, all right, it's Tuesday morning, and it's early Tuesday morning, later the week goes, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those lines are going to move later in the week, no doubt about it. But I think you're right. It's sort of settled in right now where people are analyzing like we're going to do today, but pretty much that. Yeah.
And, of course, obviously, we're not only talking Super Bowl, we're talking all the big headlines here. We've got some great Super Bowl stuff to break down, some tremendous markets on the FanDuel Sportsbook with these not only straight props, right, but all of those different markets, those special markets, head-to-heads. There's a wide receiver rushing head-to-head that I'm very, very excited to talk about. But we're also going to talk about a lot of the big news within the NFL. And one thing I want to bring up right away, because we got some head coaching positions filled yesterday, but Kyler Murray adds to the drama, Donnie. Starts to stir that pot. Kyler Murray says, you know what, I'm not sure really if in my bio I need to have the Arizona Cardinals anymore. All of a sudden he starts unfollowing left and right. Maybe he didn't like the ratio anymore that he was working with there, Donnie, with the Arizona Cardinals there. So all of a sudden, Kyler Murray starting to cause some drama. Just a little bit with social media there in Arizona.
But what's the big deal, though? I mean, look, if you are on Twitter, like, I unfollow you all the time on Twitter, so I don't see what the big deal is at this point, right? So maybe just adding a little bit of drama. Usually when K-Dub sits down at the desk and I got the seat here, he probably got an unfollow a couple minutes after the show yesterday, but then we make up, and he'll make up with it. Now, where is he going? Oakland? I mean, what are we unfollowing for? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, if he goes to Oakland, it's the Athletics. Is that where he's
at? That's what I mean. Like, we'll be going baseball and unfollow.
I don't really understand the plan there for Kyler Murray, but it doesn't mean that we can't appreciate the drama, right? In a world where, you know, we have some big name quarterbacks that could be on the move. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, right? We've got some big vacancies out there, the Tampa Bay Bucs job, right? I don't know. Is Kyler Murray looking at Cliff Kingsbury right now as the problem? Because there's a lot of people who feel like Cliff Kingsbury is where that team fell apart. It's hard sometimes not to forget the fact that that team was a heavy favorite to not only win the NFC West, but to be the number one overall seed, and they found themselves on the road in the opening week of the playoffs.
But, you saw the crash of the season, because we were arguing, or I shouldn't say arguing, you know, debating back and forth who's actually going to be the number one seed in the NFC. We thought it was going to be the Arizona Cardinals for a while. But if I'm Kyler Murray, Why am I picking a fight with Cliff Kingsbury? Like, he wants to throw the ball. He wants to go wide open. It doesn't make any sense to me on that end of it.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff there. As the radio audience enters the fold, and we appreciate all those tuned in to the early line on Sports Grid Radio. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside here live at the L.A. Convention Center. Super Bowl 56, breaking down everything, not only around the Super Bowl, but around the NFL. And some coaching news yesterday becomes finalized there. One item that we felt like it was on its way. We discussed yesterday here on the show, but it officially locked in. Lovie Smith is now a head coach once again in the NFL, this time with the Houston Texans, where a lot of names felt like they were open for that job. And 23rd hour, DRS, this became Lovie Smith's position.
Yeah, I mean, and we also saw like Brian Flores sort of dipping his toes in the water there. Yes. Jonathan Gannon, the Eagles defensive coordinator, he dropped out of the race. You know, Josh McCown, it was that. Is it a little bit too soon or is it a little bit too late at this point to put him in there? And then you go with Lovie Smith, the safe selection. We talked about it yesterday on our second edition of the early line about what actually made sense and why he's in there. Because, Kevin, I think that we were both under the impression you're getting the same type of coach to me, that safe approach, and the next time you come up, you're going to have to go with a Josh McCown or that swing for the fence. I just think they're stuck in the mud at this point, to be honest with you.
You mentioned Brian Flores, though. His team sent out a response yesterday to the news that Lovie Smith had the job. I'll pick a couple of pieces here. One says, quote, Mr. Flores is happy to hear that the Texans have hired a black head coach, Lovie Smith, as Mr. Flores' goal is bringing his case to provide real opportunities for black and minority candidates. However, later he goes on to say that Mr. Flores was one of the three finalists for the Texans head coach position, and after a great interview and mutual interest, it is obvious that the only reason Mr. Flores was not selected was his decision to stand up against racial inequality across the NFL. That blackball word used with Colin Kaepernick, now it feels like it's being used here again with Brian Flores.
Question for you on this, Kevin. So he doesn't get a job this coaching cycle, because granted, he had his coaching job in Miami and got fired. Flip it over to next year. Does he get it quickly? Does he get a coaching job next year, or what does this turn into?
I guess that might just depend on the lawsuit. Also, by the way, the Saints filling their vacancy as they're all now filled up as Dennis Allen becomes their new head coach, the former defensive coordinator within that organization. A lot to get to here. The early line is live in L.A.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Super Bowl 56. And every day we are live here in L.A. It's the Rams, it's the Bengals, and right now, yesterday we talked about the quarterbacks, right, Donnie? We talked a little bit about Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow, and the numbers that made some sense here. Today we want to talk running backs slash rushing, right? We'll bring Stafford and Burrow into the equation in terms of what these guys might be able to do on the ground, even if they're not really known for their legs. We'll start in the straight rushing market, but this will really be the first time we dip our toes into the anytime touchdown score market as well. And let's begin right there, because the anytime touchdown, you know, Cooper Kupp's your biggest favorite, minus 190. The only other player who has that minus price is Cam Akers at minus 120. Who has yet to get into the end zone during this postseason, almost did, and then fumbled on the one-yard line there. Mixon's a plus 110. You've got Sony Michel at a plus 210. Samaje Perine, who scored, by the way, against the Kansas City Chiefs, checks in right now at a plus 330. When you're flying through the anytime touchdown scores with the running back eye, who jumps out?
I'll tell you, you just brought up the best point. You're trying to take a look here and go over what makes the most sense, right? So if you're thinking about rushing touchdowns, I want a guy who is going to be that lead back on the goal line. I want to be the guy that I know that I can trust getting into the end zone. And I think your point's valid. If we look up here and just say the pricing for the market itself, Mixon anytime touchdown plus money, and then you take a look at Akers anytime touchdown at minus 120. So say, okay, let me look at Cam Akers' statistics. Four games back, no touchdowns, but he's still the favorite here. So is this leaning more towards the Rams being the favorite team, more opportunities to score in the red zone, and maybe he gets one in? Because if I'm looking at a strictly betting situation, if I can get a goal line carry, who do you trust more to get the goal line carry between each team? Is it guaranteed going to be Cam Akers, or are we going to sit back and say Joe Mixon is the bell cow and he gets that carry? Because to be honest with you, even if I think the Rams are going to score in this game, which I do, Joe Mixon's anytime touchdown prop at plus 110 fits my eye frame more than Cam Akers does.
It really comes off to me as if this is priced to almost say Cam Akers is due.
Yes.
Because Joe Mixon has scored during this postseason run. You're absolutely spot on as well. There's no – Samaje Perine scored, okay, in that game against Kansas City. It was a 41-yard screen pass. Yep. It wasn't designed to be that way. Yep. Whereas Joe Mixon is the guy in terms of if it's going to be a rushing touch inside the 10, listen, they might say Cam Akers is our guy. That's fine. But the last time they gave Cam Akers the football down there, you know, in that big moment, they're going to remember that fumble. That does matter. And the other thing, you know, for me is – I looked at that LA Rams team, and Leonard Fournette was getting in the mix, right? Scored multiple touchdowns in that football game, and so did James Conner. Mm-hmm. And I know the Niners ended up with two passing touchdowns to get to, you know, 14 of their 17 points, but one of those was a Deebo Samuel play that might as well be a run because it started, you know, three lines behind the yard of scrimmage there because that's just kind of what Deebo Samuel does, where I do think we can see Mixon there. I think from a value perspective, if you would have flipped those numbers, I still think I would have said I'd rather go Mixon than Cam Akers.
It's usage rate, right? Like, I'm not going to test it at the goal line. If I see Samaje Perine on the goal line get a carry over Joe Mixon before Joe Mixon already scores a touchdown, I would be shocked by that. But also, you still have to take a look into the market itself because it's not so much just a rushing touchdown prop. It's will a running back score a touchdown? Because correct me if I'm wrong, the last game that we watched, Kansas City and Cincinnati, Samaje Perine out of the backfield catches a screen pass, 30, 40-yard touchdown, which we'll get to those secondary values, but sometimes you just think, like, okay, it has to be a rushing touchdown. It does not. So also from a receiving perspective, we know Cam Akers is electric, but again, if you're looking at Joe Mixon, he's going to be a big part of that offense because when you're using even a handicap in this football game, if the pass rush is coming down on Joe Burrow, what's the easiest route? The tight end over the middle, the running back out of the backfield. And that's what you have to factor in as well.
Now, let me ask you on the quarterback side of this, just because we didn't do it yesterday, Burrow is plus 500.
Yeah.
Stafford is plus 600. The Rams do have rushing touchdowns during this postseason run. They both belong to Matthew Stafford, which is very, very interesting to me, who checks in at this plus 600 number. A lot of times, Donnie, when we were doing our primetime games on In-Play Sports Tonight, I said, man, these running backs feel a little tasty here.
Man.
Burrow, Stafford, it's the Super Bowl, man. If they can, they will. If they have to extend it, they will. Do those numbers catch the eye?
They do, because I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. The easiest pathway to a touchdown on, like, the half-yard line, snap the football, go under center, plow it in.
Yes.
That's a quarterback. And you're not getting these plus 200 prices. Would you be shocked? Like, if it's first and goal at the one, and I said they're going to get three plays down here on the goal line, let's just say they hand it off to Mixon and he gets close to the goal line. That quarterback sneak, you hustle up to the line of scrimmage, it's an automatic touchdown. It's a very interesting market. Now, having said that, will I be playing this market for the quarterback to score a touchdown? Probably not.
I will say, though, and this may be a better reason as to why I really can't get involved with the Cam Akers minus 120, because it does feel as if they get to the one-yard line, Stafford is as live as Cam Akers, which is odd, because I don't feel like Matthew Stafford's very good at quarterback sneaks, but he seems to be the guy, right? Mm-hmm. And that also plays into Super Bowl MVP a little bit because Stafford puts a rushing touchdown on the board. That matters, right? Because at least then he's not throwing it to Cooper Kupp, which he seems to be doing each and every time. Let's make the transition towards the straight rushing yardage numbers here, right? And you've got Cam Akers at 65.5, and you have Joe Mixon at 63.5. We'll hit some of the other secondary guys there, but of those guys, where do you want to go first? What are you thinking?
I would probably say, like, Joe, if we're talking about the lead back for the game, can you agree it's going to be Joe Mixon? I'm not saying, like, let's just say usage rate. Who gets the most touches out of the running back position in this game for me?
Well,
Joe Mixon.
Absolutely. Okay. I guess is the caveat, Donnie, the game script, though, that we had to talk about a lot yesterday.
Sure.
Where if the Rams are up 10, midway through the third, Mixon's maybe not as involved, and the Rams are a little, you know, closer to the vest, and it's a lot more Cam Akers?
It's absolutely correct, because your worst-case scenario for a rushing prop is what, Kevin? 21-3 at the half.
Yes.
Now, if it's a great scenario, if you said you have the 21 side, which means, let's just say the Bengals are up 21-3 at this point. Fantastic for Joe Mixon. Let's just say Akers and the Rams are up 21-3. It's great. Mm-hmm. But that's why we're going to sneak in a little bit later, maybe a rushing and receiving prop, because I think that makes a lot of sense as well. But I think the game plan and strategy, if you look at this game, and I'm still under the impression it's Tuesday morning, I still like the Rams to win this football game.
Yeah.
So, if we're looking at the end of the game and there's a couple minutes to go, now, we saw that scenario against Tampa Bay. Let's just run the clock out. Cam Akers got the football. Cam Akers put the football on the ground. Does that creep into this?
which is very interesting.
Sony Michel, maybe more?
So maybe. let's then hit that, certainly, yeah. And we'll have enough time to hit this with okay. before we're in the break. So this morning, you know, you and I were trying to set up everything here and, you know, figuring out, you know, we're going to talk about the running backs mm-hmm. there. And we're like, oh, man, it's interesting. Sony Michel's not out there. But you were telling me, Donna, that there's a little bit, not major, but a little bit of news out there around Darrell Henderson, who was the Rams' lead back for a lot of this season.
The possibility of him playing in this game. Now, the best part about it, Kevin, it doesn't actually matter if he plays in this game. Yes. You are analyzing during the week. Now, if you are the Rams, what are you saying? Yeah, I don't think he's going to play. No shot he's going to play. Or are you just saying, there's a shot he's going to play out here, and that's going to enter into your handicapping, because if he does appear in the second quarter and gets carries, maybe you bet Sony Michel, that's going to cut into him. Maybe you bet Cam Akers, that might cut into him as well.
And I do feel as if we have seen Akers is definitely the guy over Sony Michel.
Yes, correct.
Henderson, though, could get hot-handed if he is legitimate. If he was legitimately healthy.
What do you think, though? Do you think, like, if I'm asking you today on Tuesday, he can't be a big part of game plan, can he?
I don't even. But also, what are they feeding these guys in this Rams facility? These guys are working their way back here. I don't understand.
Cam Akers, the Achilles injury, back healthy as ever.
There might be something in the L.A. water. Ooh. Next thing you know, DRS is out there catching passes on a hot route.
Somebody were catching passes yesterday. Wait,
listen, folks. Listen up. I'll tell you this right now. Donnie and I filmed one. It didn't come out yet, right? Donnie, I run a little slant pattern, right? Blah, blah, blah. I throw it low. Not intentionally. I'll be honest. I'm not much.
You were trying to hurt me, weren't you?
No. I'm not a quarterback. I block. That was always my deal. Yep. DRS, the hands are still there.
Now, question for that. Were you surprised the hands were there? Like, were you surprised I actually made the catch?
It wasn't about the hands. I guess it was more about the bend. Like, I think, Donnie, I'm surprised you didn't show me up. Trash ball.
Yeah.
You made an effort for it.
You were actually better with some of the quarterbacks I really played with over my years anyway, so what's the point there?
He was used to those dirt balls there. We'll be right back. The Early Line is live.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on SportsGrid. Kevin Wall, Don right side of the L.A. Convention Center for Super Bowl 56 coverage. I will say this, Donnie, you know, first one's in, last one's out kind of mentality here, huh?
Booking those hours, baby, at this point. But we're like the cup of coffee for this environment, right? Mm-hmm. We get the day set. People walk in like, oh, the lights are on in here. And we turn the lights on, so bringing that electricity.
We do.
Can you hear out there?
Yeah. I mean, even if it's a light crowd, the crowd's going.
I hear my name out there. I don't know if it's my earpiece.
They're going nuts.
Out there. They are.
It's the guy back here towards the right that's actually chanting your name.
You see the monitors up there in the back. Like, we're just off to the right. There's so many fans just off to the right.
Yeah, yeah.
We just can't see them.
We want to show you guys the big banners, which is great, though. You know, that's why. But there's a huge crowd there, a big right side. Fans.
Requested there's two banners hanging up, one for me and one for K-Dub. Mine's a little bit bigger, so
if
fantastic.
You can't see mine. You have to get underneath Donnie's to get a look at mine there. Absolutely, man.
Certainly.
But it is cool, and this does fill up absolutely throughout the day, which is why I will let people know the early line. 2 East Coast 2 p.m. start time there. Yeah. You'll be able to, we're in the mix there a little bit more.
Can we work in like wireless headsets where you stay at the desk and I just roam all like different sets sitting in? What do you think? Late in the week?
All right. I got Donnie over here at this set up there. You go and get in the
headsets go out. We just scream across the facility for good stuff.
I like that a lot. Here's what I also like, though. I like kind of talking about the fact that Samaje Perine has a rushing number 5.5 only for one reason.
Yeah.
That isn't, to me, a number that – we talk about the room. Who in the room is in charge of booking Samaje Perine rushing props here?
Correct.
Because this is a guy who ran the football once against Vegas for 2 yards and has not had another attempt in the postseason. Forget game script, Donnie. Yeah. They've won every single one of these games here. The number's 5.5. It's minus 148 under, right, which is very juiced. But here's the thing about that. If he does get a carry – it probably catches them by surprise, them being the rush defense there, and then all of a sudden maybe he breaks it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But Donnie, if he gets one carry, it has to go for 6 yards.
Yes.
Because He only has one carry in three games so far.
But here's the interesting point about this, because you look at the quarterback props. Joe Burrow, 12.5 yards here. Matthew Stafford, 5.5 yards. So he's lined the same as Matthew Stafford as a quarterback. And I'm looking at this going, I actually like his over, because your point is valid. If he gets one carry, you know where he might get that carry, Kevin? 3rd and 14, draw play up the middle, we'll give you 8 yards, and we'll punt. It's actually, because if you say, well, he's got to get one carrying over 5.5 yards, that's a very good rush in the NFL, and especially against the Rams defense. But his carry is going to come by surprise in this game. So 3rd and 14, 3rd and 15, just looking to get back in the punting range, or let's just say you're just outside of field goal range. Hand it off, he picks up 8 yards, you kick the field goal. It's a nice number at 5.5, but I think the value actually is on the over at the +112, because if he catches you by surprise, he can run for 10 yards.
It's just so interesting that he is not involved at all. Yeah. I'll add this. You're going to make this worse, though. Yeah. If Joe Mixon gets injured, we don't need to say how he'd get injured.
Let me see.
No, don't. Enough, man.
No, not good.
It's ridiculous. But if Joe Mixon gets injured, I mean, all of a sudden it's the best bet on the board, right? Because he's going to get a ton of carries there, right?
Absolutely.
So, and that would be – that's why that under is such a – I can't pay -148 for that under, but it's a really, really interesting number. The you know, interesting thing is I thought you'd maybe catch him in the rushing plus receiving market, but even his receiving number is very light at 10.5.
Yeah, he's not going to be a go-to guy, which is funny, because in the I had a rushing and receiving prop in the AFC Championship game. They threw the pass to Piran out of the backfield, and for a moment I was like, oh, this is awesome. Wait a second. It's Piran. It's not Joe Mixon at this point. So you're looking for explosive plays. Now, his numbers are so low, and sometimes we talk about betting where it doesn't happen in the first quarter, not in the second quarter, not in the third quarter. He needs 2 touches to get either one of those, and that's where you can live in.
Absolutely here. Moving, though, towards the rushing and receiving numbers that are listed. It's Joe Mixon, it's Cam Akers.
Yeah.
Mixon's 91.5. Cam Akers is 83.5. And I know you were involved, as you were just saying there, with Joe Mixon in that game against Kansas City. If I'm not mistaken, he came home for you in that game, right, with 88 and 27?
He came home, but here's the thing. He actually went easily over it, but if you watch the game, if they don't go to overtime, he doesn't get over that. So you actually needed him to get to overtime there, but he is the lead back. And also, if we just start to talk on Joe Mixon, rushing and receiving props, the great part about it is he's still going to be in the passing game, even if the score gets a little bit out of hand. So sometimes to me, Kevin, we look at his rushing yard prop, right? 63.5 yards rushing for him. His rushing and receiving hovering around that 91.5. If I'm asking you today, like, I would rather just take the rushing and receiving prop as opposed to the rushing, because if you get down, he's not getting that. But if you get down, he can still make up. Let's hope he has, I don't know, 40 yards at the break. So if he can catch 30, 40 yards in the second half and already tackle on the way they had in the first half, that could make some sense. So from a betting perspective, I'd rather have the rushing and receiving prop on Mixon.
Here's what's very interesting about Mixon is the receiving number on its own is 25.5, which is a number that is cashed over all three games of the postseason and 5 in a row when you take into account the last 2 games that he played in the regular season.
Yeah.
To hang that number underneath, though, just if you make it 27.5, at least people say, oh, we did miss that last game, right?
Yes.
We know people prefer to bet overs there, right? Joe Mixon, though, because you follow that number closely, right? Because you had that piece of it against Kansas City, Donnie.
It was 89.5 as rushing and receiving in the last one.
Three catches, I feel like, in the first quarter, and they never caught the football again, wasn't targeted again. Is that right?
No, his last pass, he caught that one screen pass into the red zone late third quarter.
Okay.
And I thought I had a perfect scenario, because I'm looking at this going, okay, I need one more catch.
Right, you had the catch prop, too.
Yes, exactly. Okay. The catch, over 3.5, it was a little bit of a juicy number on that. So he just needed 4 catches. I had the 3 by the end of the third quarter, and I asked myself, if I would have said before the game, this is where we stand every single time. They had a couple chances out of the backfield where Joe Burrow just didn't look for him. But at the same time, you're always in that, though, because he's not going to be on the bench primarily for Samaje Perine unless it's like a 21-point blowout and like, hey, let's get this guy some run out here.
Yeah. Moving towards the Cam Akers side, right, of the coin here, he is there's just something for me right now around Cam Akers. Like, Donnie, his yards per carry, his 3 postseason games. Okay, Arizona, 3.2, Tampa, 2 flat, and then the Niners, 3.7.
Yeah.
That's not good, right? That's not
you
good at all.
You expect more explosiveness, right?
But in a way, no. The guy had a torn Achilles.
He looks good, though.
Is there just no holes?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, that's my thing, though, because that's what makes it hard for me on some of the Cam Akers numbers there, right? And the catching's been inconsistent.
But is he getting a better matchup in this game?
Finally.
49ers defense. Tampa Bay rushing defense.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it should be, yeah. Right? Well, so you know this. My Clyde Edwards-Alaire. I can't. Folks, listen.
CEH.
Listen, I've had – look, you lose props by the hook all the time.
Yes.
Yardage props, no matter what. It happens all the time. But that was hard because it was 35 and a half at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
This East Coast time, of course. I go to bed. Yeah, yes, I go to bed at 1 a.m. for this show most times, actually. And I say, I'll just get it in the morning because no one's going to bet it. You might say, why would you do that to yourself? It just – I didn't want to think about it anymore. I said, I'll get it in the morning. It was a 36 and a half. And it lands 36.
Yeah.
That was very, very difficult for me. However, the Bengals have been shredded on the ground during this post. Because McKinnon ripped them up. I was surprised.
Now,
I thought
what's
was
the reason,
get the bigger
though?
Carry.
Is there a guy that might
Larry
be
O?
Larry O.
Now, listen.
Yeah, there you go. See, now we work him right into the Super Bowl. Now.
Listen, if Larry.
One of the best drops ever.
Someone tell Larry O to come hang out on the set with us.
Probably can.
Yeah. Right. What is he doing?
I don't think anybody heard of him before we dropped
the
show here.
No, Larry O's our guy. And from that respect, that's where the Rams props and Cam Akers will start to make sense here. To close out, because then there's some really fun kind of specials that we'll talk about here, Donnie. But the longest rush market, right?
Yes.
I'm telling you this right now. Longest, you know, we talked yesterday, longest pass. We have a piece of the Stafford number we like, right? The longest reception. It was the first bet I made of the entire Super Bowl run up there was the Cooper Cup over the longest reception number there. And there's going to be more people that we will get involved with. Longest rush. Do any of these jump out to you?
They're the same number. 13.5 and 13.5.
Yeah.
If you're looking – and I guess it just goes back to the simple stuff. Who do you actually think is going to win the game, gets more carries? But at the same time,
more
both of these guys,
it.
Like if we're looking at the first, there's a legitimate chance to me that but one of these guys, at least one of these guys, is going to get this in the first half while you're still into the game flow. Mixon's an elite runner, great cutback ability. We know about Cam Akers, pre-injury, explosive plays. Remember him last year in the playoffs running wild? If he gets back to that, and also keep in mind, we are on turf, we are on a fast surface, maybe he's going to get more carries early. But if you're saying, does one stick out or not to me at 13.5, it's more of a coin flip. Do I think they both can get it? Yes. Will I be betting this prop? Probably not.
I think if I were betting in the longest rush market, it's Sony Michel.
Yeah.
So you take the Sony.
Okay.
Sony, here's. So his number is 7.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you.
Okay.
Sony Michel, right?
Yeah.
Longest rushing number, last 6 weeks of the regular season as the guy. 25, 19, 39, 16, 14, 14, right?
Yeah.
Now Cam Akers comes back, right? 35 against Arizona, but now it's the Cam Akers show.
Yeah.
4 against Tampa Bay. Why? It won carry for 4 yards.
Yeah.
And then against the Niners, he still had 10 carries for 16 yards, had an 8-yard run.
Yeah.
That's kind of a Michel number there, Donnie. If I get 8 carries, which I think I could.
You probably will.
I'm good to go
on
Sony Michel. That's the best one, I think, of this entire bunch here. Keep Henderson out, though, as we've discussed, because then we're muddy in waters there a little too much.
Yeah, you've got to watch that later in the week.
7.5 is good. Burrow 8.5, that's under. The minus 125 there makes sense. But why Burrow, has an 8.5 longest rush and a 12.5 rushing prop. That's odd. He has to have a 9-yard carry to get 15 rushing yards?
Yeah, and also you figured that because, again, you're factoring in the Cincinnati Bengals are the team that's not favored in this game.
Right.
So you always have to worry when you see those 12.5. It's like a Michael Vick or a Lamar Jackson. They're going to run for more. But this one, no knees maybe? No knees for Burrow?
Yeah. Something to certainly think about there. A lot more early line breakdown next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Donnie Wrightside making it happen with you on a Tuesday morning. And on the FanDuel Sportsbook, as we're right here on the FanDuel Sportsbook set, there are isolated tabs when you back out of the game lines that have quarterback props, receiving props, rushing props, defense, special teams, all of these other items, again, that, and the reason we love these, of course, is that these are one game. The only game that you see these props is the Super Bowl. Nobody books this opening night. Nobody books this during conference championships. It is Super Bowl only. The first one, there's some juice involved, but they're interesting. And it's the rushing touchdown prop of, well, the Los Angeles Rams rush for a touchdown, minus 180S, plus 140 no. The Cincinnati Bengals rush for a touchdown, minus 170S, plus 135 no. When you look at those options there, will these teams be rushing for touchdowns? What jumps out?
Price similar? Like, is it more of like a coin flip that we're going to talk about at this time? I mean, who do you think is going to score a rushing touchdown? I don't know. Joe Mixon? Akers can score. The quarterback sneak. Now, we can also turn this into a, you know what, the one and one, Kevin. If we're talking about minus 180 prices here on the Rams to score a touchdown, Minus 170 for the Cincinnati Bengals scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
They're heavily favored to do both of those. Mm-hmm. So now tell me how one of these quarterbacks doesn't in turn actually get in and throw a touchdown pass for each team in this environment. Tell me this one.
I don't understand, but I know that that's going to happen, right? Because it always happens here. But that's the funny thing to look at here. I'm trying to find the both teams have a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. But actually, I'm not sure if it's listed there, which is really interesting, unless it's kind of been moved around. So to see them both at the minus number.
Would you lay that? Would you lay that number?
No. The ramp.
Wait, or let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You see the minus 180 and the minus 170. More comfortable laying that market because you have anybody that can score a touchdown on the team? Or would you rather just hit the market and say to yourself, Sony Michel's going to score? Or Akers is going to score and take a shot like that? Because those more less than 180 and 170.
I'll tell you this. So I think it makes more sense if you like Cam Akers at minus 120.
Yeah.
I think paying 60 more cents is more justifiable for the Los Angeles Rams price there because Sony Michel, Stafford, end arounds, all of that
makes
can
sense.
Count in your favor. Where for the Cincinnati Bengals, again, we've talked about it. Samaje Perine doesn't get carries.
Yeah.
So paying up now, so going from what, plus 110 to minus 170 is a bigger jump there from the Joe Mixon isolated number for Burrow, who rushes, could maybe rush one in. But again, that's a plus 500 number there on Joe Burrow, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, the other route would be to double play those and then look to make money on one of the teams not rushing for a touchdown there. But they should both rush for a touchdown, Donnie. That's why we're always betting each team to rush for a touchdown and pass for a touchdown.
What weekend was it, though? Because we had, you know, there's every team in the playoffs to throw a touchdown pass. Every team in the playoffs to throw, or excuse me, rush a touchdown.
Yes.
Was there one weekend nobody ran for a touchdown?
Yes, yes. But also, Donnie, it was we had each team to have a rushing touchdown over the wild card weekend.
Yes.
And the first game was Bengals Raiders, and
none.
We proceeded to walk out of there. Neither team doing it right
dead
away.
On arrival.
So it's one of those weird things, right? It should happen, but I guess it won't. Now here's a fascinating market. Now these, I want to see this combined, but it's players to record a rush attempt here. The totals are 4.5 for both of these teams. The total number of players to record a rushing attempt on the Los Angeles Rams, 4.5 over is plus 188. And for the Bengals, it's plus 190 over. And again, that same 4.5 number there, both of them are minus 250. Basically the same numbers here. Who can get in the mix? I was hoping to see a number that the total number of players for a rushing attempt in the entire football game is what I was hoping to see, Donnie. But for these teams, who adds in and who makes sense for running the football?
Yeah, it's a tough one because you're trying to factor in also, right, a wide receiver is going to have to maybe get into play.
Yeah.
Maybe a tight end reverse at that point is going to have to come in. Now, the same way we just talked about the last prop bet, are you just better off in saying, I'm not going to pick a side here, like Rams or Bengals, and I'm just going to go ahead and take both of the plus money numbers and hope it works out? Because at the FanDuel Sportsbook, we got a plus 190 and a plus 188. So five players carry the football for the Rams, that would cash the 188. Five players carrying for the Bengals cashes a plus 190. Now here's the, you know, we can go back and reference the Super Bowls because we're going to have some fun a little bit later in the week.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I always like to bring up was the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. You had gadget players at wide receiver that either can run or throw the football. Who are the gadget players in this game that would do that is what you would have to figure out.
Well, right. And the thing, though, is the Rams every single game so far, three games, sure, but three games, Donnie, four people have ran the football. Stafford, Akers, Michelle, and a wide receiver, and then actually one game it was Funk who was able to get a carry. From the Cincinnati side of this, they ended up having one game where they got a lot of people involved. Mixon, Chase, Evans, Boyd, Pirine, and Burrow, actually. That was against the Raiders. But in their most recent game against Kansas City, you saw Burrow get Mixon, obviously, alongside Mixon, Chase, and that was it. Only three guys there.
Yeah.
So they both suggest under. You're kind of hoping for, it's the Super Bowl, let's get exotic in a way that isn't as exciting as maybe, and we'll talk about, you know, people, throwing the football from skill position players there. But these are numbers where if this gets comboed and is listed at 8.5, because the other thing then, Donnie, is I think if you pair them, we can get more reasonable juice,
correct,
right, where the favorites may be closer to minus 140.
Yes.
That works better for me.
No, it does work better. And also, you know, you try to say, well, how can it go? Obviously, you know, fullback dive, you know, reverse out here on the football field. But also, you're keeping an eye on special teams as well.
Yes.
You fake a punt. That is a rush that's probably not going to come from Cam Akers at that point, you know?
Yes. Now, I want to talk about a match bet. There's a couple of other markets here, but this one is at the bottom of this tab for, you see, I'm helping
See, what people don't know right now is, see, I don't have my wide monitor sitting here, so when K-Dub sees me reach for the screen here, he knows he has to sort of coach, because he could see the screen from here, like, down, down, down.
Yep,
so
yep,
just to let you guys know exactly what goes on here behind the scenes. Very high tech.
So the thing is, but I do want to bring this up because it's a rushing yards match bet on Ja'Marr Chase versus Cooper Kupp. And this is, to me, a number it shouldn't exist. Ja'Marr Chase is minus 145 to beat Cooper Kupp head-to-head.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp, the first two games of this postseason, did not rush the football. And then they gave him one in the game against the Niners, and that went great. Lost 2 yards. Where Ja'Marr Chase has ran it at least once every game this postseason.
Yeah.
All of them for positive yardage. I can hit this, right? In Ja'Marr Chase just getting one carry for 1 yard and Cooper Kupp never being involved whatsoever as a, you know, getting an end around there because Odell and Van Jefferson probably make more sense in that way, Donnie. Minus 145, I get it's juicy, but I just feel like this number almost shouldn't even be bettable here. Ja'Marr Chase has a listed rushing prop on the FanDuel Sportsbook at 4.5. Cooper Kupp doesn't have a number. I love Chase at minus 145 here.
And also it makes sense as well because if you're looking at this and let's just say nobody has a carry, you don't lose the minus 145.
Yes.
So that's also because if you're laying the juice, well, hey, nobody got a carrier. Why don't I get that back? But also, how funny would it be? Cooper Kupp gets one carry for minus 2 yards. Ja'Marr Chase gets no carries. You cash that ticket at minus 145 because he has a negative here. It's an interesting market to play into, but these two guys aren't necessarily guys, I would say, you know, those true gadget, you know, Mohamed Sanu types, maybe a Julian Edelman type in that aspect. But you can still cash in on that because you theoretically need one carry. And I like where you're going, saying who's more likely to get the carry? It's probably going to be Ja'Marr Chase.
And again, if I lose this, because Chase got a carry for negative yardage.
Yes.
And ultimately, Kupp never got a carry. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay? Fine.
Yep.
But I'll live with that at minus 145 there on Ja'Marr Chase. It was a number that jumped out right away. They have, you know, first running back to reach 10 yards, 20 yards, 50 yards. Too random for me. I can't really be moved by that. And they're all minus 112 numbers, which makes sense there. Any player to rush for 100 yards is plus 172. I feel like you're better off picking individual guys, though, right?
I mean, can you see it? Maybe. But again, Mixon can do it. Will they have the lead enough to get there?
Mm-hmm.
Akers seems like he's going to be more of a, hey, I'll be the lead back, but Sony Michel's still going to be involved in this.
Yeah.
Unless somebody breaks a long run, I don't see it happening. It's not a bet that I'm going to be playing this weekend, that's for sure.
I just, at plus 172, it's hard not to start to think to yourself, wait a minute, what can I get Mixon at to run for 100 yards?
Exactly.
What can I get Akers at to run for 100 yards? And then all of a sudden that becomes a little bit more appetizing to me. Speaking, though, of running for 100 yards, they have each team's, there's a combined one of this.
Yeah.
We'll be able to get there. But they have each team's listed rushing yard prop. The Rams are at 108.5, minus 126 under, and the Bengals right now are 95.5, minus 160 under. DRS, these are very interesting numbers because these are injury-proof, too, in a way. I mean, look,
love that.
At the end of the day, obviously, you want Mixon to get carries more than a P. Ryan, right? But if an injury comes up, I don't lose my prop bet all of a sudden there. These are really interesting numbers.
Yeah, capable running backs also all the way across. The Rams number sticks out to 108 because if you think the Rams are going to win this football game, that might be an extra five or six carries in the fourth quarter that you get over the Cincinnati Bengals at that point. So if I'm looking from a betting perspective, the one that jumps out to me, even though it's higher, 108 for the Rams, you can see Akers having a decent day. Sony Michel having a good day. Yeah. You know, maybe Matthew Stafford scrambles outside. That 108 is an appealing price to me, even though the Bengals are lower at 95.5.
I think the interesting thing, of course, is you've talked about this, is evaluating the competition that the Rams have had to deal with on the defensive side of the football, especially from that rushing aspect there, right? Because for against the Bucs, they only ran for 73 yards. That's not great, right? Against the Niners, they only ran for 70 yards. That's not great either. However, right, in the game against the Cardinals, which is the lessest of the three, 140 yards on the ground.
Correct.
In a game that they won, in a game that they controlled. For perspective, though, the Bengals had a buck 16 in that game against Kansas City, but that means you, right, they had to run for over 21 yards in that overtime frame there, I would think. So that means you needed overtime, I would say, to get over that listed number. They only had 65 against the Tennessee Titans, and in that game against Vegas, it was another under with only 83 yards. So that's where all of a sudden, though, if you do like unders, you can do that combo, Donnie, at 210.5, but still very juicy at minus 174. Which is, but isn't that odd, though? Why is it not going to 209.5, 208.5 in a way a regular prop would? Why all this juice?
Yeah, because you're trying to balance out both teams to get 100 yards rushing, which is probably not going to be that case. I would imagine that the under is probably a more popular bet at that point here. But if you're looking, again, from a betting perspective and the way you want to set this up, who do you want to run against?
Yeah.
I want to run against the Cincinnati Bengals defense. I don't want to run up against the Rams. So that's the only way I can cap this by saying the offensive line also, to me, better for the Rams. The offensive line, a little bit shaky for Cincinnati. But the defense, the front seven here is going to be able to stop Joe Mixon a little bit better for me than maybe Cam Akers on that side.
And to
that's
your
what I'm
point,
for.
Though, for Cincinnati, they allowed 103 to Vegas, right? Yep. Led the entire way. They allowed 140 to Tennessee, and Derrick Henry wasn't great in the game. And then against Kansas City, they allowed 139.
Correct.
And it should have been 300 if they just ran the football, and we'd actually be breaking down right now the game between the Rams and the Chiefs. But they didn't do that. We'll come right back. The early line continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The early line, and yes, it is early, live from Super Bowl Radio Row. And the reason why I'm opening up this segment, word came down from upstairs. Let the superstar bring him back in. Is that right?
Yeah,
that right?
No, listen. Here's the thing, though. Superstar, right? Which segment did I let you bring back in there, right?
The most important one.
Yeah. That little short, tight one there. Now, I will say this, though. The people I hear, Donnie, are calling. They're saying, is it true? Are you going to be auctioning off these polos at the end of the week? They're autographed and whatnot?
But my phone is blown up. That was the best opening we've ever seen on the grid. So there you go. People are it's instant feedback.
Oh, man. Yeah. All of a sudden, there, man. You know, I'm telling you, the phone calls by Thursday. I'm going to be sat not only on the couch, the far
over
couch
there, in the corner.
There, man.
Yes, exactly.
Far. Yeah. You give Donnie a little more space.
We'll get you out there.
He
on
likes
the satellite
to roam.
Set. We have Kevin on a special satellite set.
I'll call in from the sports
exactly.
grid set.
That's true.
Give you a little more breathing room here. Yeah, that might make some sense there. Oh, you know what, Donnie? Where's the prop over under? You know, 2.5 hosts to bring back in the early line.
Man, that's a good one. Inside information can cash that ticket in.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
we could kind of force the over there. Speaking of over 2.5 numbers here, and these are all the stuff that we'll continue to mix in. But we didn't go through that quarterback prop tab that's isolated outside of the game lines there. Total number of players to have a pass attempt there, 2.5 plus 155 over Odell Beckham Jr. Obviously, the quarterback's Tyrone Stafford. Odell Beckham Jr. And shout out to Sus Dog,
yeah.
Johnny Hecker getting the mix.
That is true, getting the mix. Also, you know who else? You know, maybe if Justin Jefferson was in this game, you know,
maybe he would easily
be throwing a pass. But I actually like this at a plus 155 price. The reason being, you usually save a gadget play for big moments.
Yes.
And also keep in mind something that you don't like, how another quarterback can actually throw a pass in this game because
you don't have.
You get the drift out here.
Someone,
Nate, yep.
They could just miss a play.
Exactly.
They can just miss a play.
Forgot their helmet on the sideline.
Backup quarterback came
in and throws a pass. So there's a way to do it.
You know how in like the NFL sometimes they take the warm ups off. There's no jersey.
Yes.
Like in the what's the equivalent though in the NFL?
Thurman
like,
Thomas did it in the Super Bowl
no
one year.
No shoulder pads.
Thurman Thomas forgot his helmet one year.
We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.